بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. In this hadith from عمدة الأحكام, hadith 193, عن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر وأخروا السحور. In this hadith narrated by Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi رضي الله عنه that Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the people will remain on the right path on goodness as long as they hasten the breaking of the fast and then delay the sahur. Delay the sahur meal. In this hadith, there are some benefits. First benefit is inciting the ummah, inciting the Muslims to hasten breaking the fast, to hasten to break the fast, and that all goodness is for the believer to ascribe to the Sharia limits, to that which is legislated by Allah. And from that is the hastening to break the fast. And from this also, this hastening to break the fast is conditional upon the sun setting, the end of the day. And that the hastening to break the fast is a cause for the continuity of goodness in this ummah, in this nation. And in one narration, this religion remains, continues to be apparent and prevailing as long as the people hasten the breaking of the fast, because the Jews and the Christians don't do that. They delay it. So therefore, from this we know that this, when the person hastens to break the fast, he is complying with the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to do so. Second, he is taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam as an example, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to hasten breaking the fast. And from this is opposition to the people of the book. And this is required to be distinct from them, because of what they have done to the pure religion of Allah, from distorting it. Thirdly, this is a reason for continuity of goodness on the right path in this ummah. And more, this is also ease for the fasting person. And from this, of course, it is deduced that delaying the breaking of the fast is a cause for the lifting of goodness from this ummah. And from this also we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves ease upon His slaves, because hastening the breaking of the fast is a way from taysir, making things easy. These are the benefits deduced from this hadith. Now we go to the next hadith, hadith 194. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبل الليل منها هنا وأدبر النهار منها هنا وغربت الشمس فقد أفطر الصائم. And this hadith narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when night falls from this side and the day vanishes from this side and the sun sets, then the fasting person should break his fast. When he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when night falls from this side, this means from the side of the east, from the east side. And then he said, وَأَدْبَرَ اللَّيْلُ وَأَدْبَرَ النَّهَارُ مِنْهَا هُنَا. And the day vanishes from this side, meaning from the west side. Side of the west. Then أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمُ. أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمُ. Does it mean that this means that when this happens and the sun sets, when this happens, then the time period for fasting ends by ruling? This is one opinion. The second opinion, that the statement here, after as-sa'im, is a statement of command, meaning let him break fast. This is another opinion. The third opinion, حَلَّ لَهُ الْفِطْرِ. Then it is permissible for him to break the fast. And this is the correct one. Now it is permissible for him to break the fast. Because such a statement came in Sahih al-Bukhari as well. And we know that the narrations interpret each other. So we learn from this hadith that there are three signs for the breaking of the fast. First is nightfall from the east. Second is day vanishing from the daylight, vanishing from the west. The third is the sunset. And the strongest and most clear of these signs is the sunset. And also this hadith tells us that the person should hasten to break the fast at the time on when the sun sets. The next hadith, hadith 195. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال. قالوا يا رسول الله إنك تواصل. قال إني لست كهيئتكم، إني أطعم وأسقى. ورواه أبو هريرة وعائشة وأنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم. And in the next narration from Muslim, from أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه، فأيكم أراد أن يواصل فليواصل إلى السحر. In the report by Abdullah bin Umar, he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade uninterrupted fasting, which is known as al-wisal. Remember this term, al-wisal, which means uninterrupted fasting. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade uninterrupted fasting, al-wisal. They, meaning some of the companions, said, you yourself, meaning O Prophet of Allah, fast uninterruptedly. Whereupon he said, I am not like you. I am fed and supplied drink by Allah. This is reported by Abu Hurairah and Aisha and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhum. And in the next one from Muslim, because it is related, from Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, hadith 196, the Prophet ﷺ then said, فَأَيُّكُمْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُوَاصِلْ فَلْيُوَاصِلْ إِلَى السَّحَرِ. In that statement, the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever of you wishes to make wisal, go uninterruptedly in fasting, let him do so until daybreak, until sahar, daybreak, before daybreak, before the daybreak. So what is wisal? What is wisal? Yeah, this is the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri. So So he said, and if any one of you intends to fast continuously day and night, he should continue till the sahur time. If you practice the wisal. Right. What is wisal? Legally it means continuously fasting one day, linking it to the next, such that the person does not break the fast in between these 2 days or more than 2 days. Uninterrupt the fast between 2 days or more than 2 days. This is the legal meaning of wisal. Example. You begin your fast on Sunday, for example. So at the time of breaking of the fast, you don't break the fast and you continue. And you fast the day of Monday and the day of Tuesday. And you don't break the fast, for example, except on Wednesday. So here, the Prophet ﷺ forbade the wisal, this type of uninterrupted fasting. So the companions, or some of the companions, said to him, إِنَّكَ تُوَاصِلْ, you do so uninterruptedly. This statement is a causative statement, meaning they based their wisal upon his actions, upon the Prophet ﷺ's actions. Meaning you are our example, and you are our leader. So they didn't intend to object, but rather they intended to know the legal ruling. So the Prophet ﷺ said to them, إني لست كهيئتكم, I am not similar to you, not like you. إني أطعم وأسقى, I am fed and supplied drink. This is another causative statement in order to introduce to them the reason for him being different from them, and so that they refrain from doing what he is doing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean, his statement, I am fed and supplied drink? This does not mean the physical aspect of being fed and supplied drinks, which is known to us. Had it been the case, the Prophet ﷺ would not have continued to be what? Wasil. Right? Right? Clear? Clear? Yeah. Right. So what is intended is what Allah gives him from the strength where he becomes sufficient, not needing to eat nor to drink, not being busy with that. However, his heart is busy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having comfort with him, in him. Some of the scholars, however, said what is intended is that Allah feeds him and supplies him with drinks from paradise, and that the food of paradise and its drinks do not break the fasting of the fasting person. However, this is a weak opinion. Why? Because first, the food of paradise and its drinks is only available after entrance to paradise. And that's why in the hadith of the eclipse, when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was praying and then he moved forward to take from grapes which he saw, from the grapes in paradise, then he stopped. Second, this is in opposition to what is apparent. What's apparent from the hadith that the meaning is not the physical, but rather the intangible. In the report by Muslim from Abi Sa'id, the Prophet ﷺ said to them, I am not similar to you, and if anyone of you intends to fast continuously, let him continue till the sahur time, before the day breaks. That is because the Prophet ﷺ said to them, I am not like you, I am being fed and supplied food and drinks. So the companions continued fasting. So he continued, alayhi salatu wasalam, to fast day after day in a way as a deterring punishment to them. And that's why he said to them, if you intend to fast, then fast to the time of early or late night before daybreak. So what is the command here? Is it for obligation? Is it for recommendation? Is it for permissibility? It is for permissibility. It is for permissibility. So how can it be understood, therefore, that some of them continued the fasting, yet he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, made it clear to them the difference between him and them, that this is particular to him? The answer is that they exerted a deduction, thinking that he said this only to be clement regarding their state, and that it is easier. He sought for them that which is easy, and so they continued. From this hadith we learn the following benefits. The prohibition of wisal, of uninterrupted fasting, because of the harm it may involve or may be anticipated. The scholars differed. Is this prohibition a prohibition of tahrim, being forbidden, or it being disliked, or as a guidance? First opinion, that it is forbidden, haram, because the Prophet ﷺ forbade, and in principle the forbiddance is for tahrim, meaning it is haram. And that is because when they did not stop, he continued with them another day as if a kind of punishment to them. And they said, the scholars, that a punishment cannot be except when the prohibition is for tahrim. And this is a strong opinion. The second opinion, it is disliked. Tahrim meaning forbidden, unlawful. The second opinion is that it is disliked. And they reasoned that, those who said that it is disliked, they reasoned that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, continued with them another day. And had it been a matter which is forbidden, he would not have continued. And he would not have permitted them to continue till before the day break. This is the second opinion. The third opinion, that this is for irshad, for direction, meaning depending on the strength of the person. meaning if the person is strong and it is not hard upon him to continue, then it is okay. And they took as evidence the action of some of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them, like Ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhu, who continued uninterruptedly to fast. And some mentioned that he used to fast 14 or 15 days continuously. And those who held to this opinion, they said, this is a Sahabi and this is a companion and his saying is a proof. However, the preponderating opinion is that it is forbidden because of the harm exemplified in weakness and other than that. And also it will make the person miss many sunan, like the sunnah of fitr, and what is related to that, and the benefits in that. You understand the three opinions now, and the preponderating one? The next point of benefit, the permissibility to have wisal until before the daybreak for those who intend to do so. This is based upon the statement of the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith of Abi Sa'id, whoever of you wishes to continue, let him continue till suhoor time. The next benefit is, this hadith is evidence for the perfection of Sharia, where Sharia gave consideration to the self and its rights and its share of comfort, because forbidding the wisal, the continuity, is care and ease for man. The next point of benefit is the keenness of the companions to take the Prophet ﷺ as an example. This is evident from their saying to him, إِنَّكَ تُوَاصِلْ, but you continue. This is not an objection, but this is reasoning in order to know the legal ruling regarding their action. Next benefit in this hadith, there is benefit or evidence that in principle the actions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam are to be an example until there remains or until there is established a particularization for him. So in general, his actions are example for people to follow, unless it is proven that the action is particular to him. This is clear when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continued the fasting, the companions continued with him. And he did not say that this is particular to him until he made it clear that it is particular to him when he said, إِنِّي لَسْتُ كَهَيْئَتِكُمْ, I am not like you. I'm fed and supplied with drinks. And also, the principle, we know that he is to be set as an example. This is evident from the saying of Allah, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, in the example of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, you have a good example to follow. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as you have seen me praying. And in the Hajj, in the pilgrimage, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خذوا عني مناسككم, take from me your rituals. These are evidences that in principle the actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are for the Ummah to be to follow, since he is an example, unless there is evidence, proof to indicate otherwise, meaning that it is particular to him. Is that? From this we know, therefore, the other point of benefit, and that is the permissibility of continuity of fasting for the Prophet ﷺ, but not to the rest of the Ummah. With respect to the rest of the Ummah, they may continue until as-sahar, before daybreak. Is that clear? Is that clear? The next point of benefit, the wisdom of Sharia, that the Sharia does not specify any person in ruling, except for a cause. This is evident from the fact that when he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mentioned the ruling regarding wisal, which is particular to him, they said, you continue. He then provided the reason when he said, inni lastu kahayatikum. And so, in principle, the rulings in Islam are general for everyone, and no one is particularized by a special ruling except when there is a cause. So the Prophet ﷺ was particularized by certain particularizations in rulings, not because he is Muhammad bin Abdullah, but because he is Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from this we learn another good benefit. The saying of some of the scholars, may Allah's mercy be upon them, concerning some problematic matters in some narrations, they say, this is particular for such and such. Like for example, this is particular for Salim, Mawla Abi Hudayfa. This is particular for such and such, and the like. In response, we say, there is nothing in Sharia that is particular to an individual except when there is a cause. So in principle, the rulings are general. The next benefit is the good teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sabab, cause, renders it specific for someone. The next benefit, the good teaching of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he presented them for the causes behind having this ruling particular to him, and he made it clear the difference between him and them in order to comfort them regarding the legal ruling. This brings the end of the discussions on these narrations for tonight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who understand and apply and seek in their knowledge and application the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. إِنَّهُ وَلِيَّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْمُجِيبُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.